Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message today is written upon the screen. Would you read it together with me? Are you ready for the end of the world? I invite you to follow the sermon outline in front of you in the handout as we consider this theme. Can we help with that? Listen to the text. Are you ready? Over here. Not over there. Paul writes, "Now as to the times and dates, brethren, you have no need for anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." Again, follow your sermon outline as we consider our theme. Are you ready for this end of the world? There are many endings in our lives, many endings in our lives that can help us look ahead to the end of the world. There are things like the end of a calendar year, comes every year, the end of a long trip, the end of a good book. When I was a teenager, oh my, it was that most horrible of horrible things, the end of summer vacation. Because that meant that school was about ready to start and I couldn't play ball 10 hours a day. Now that I'm an adult, I consider much more mature things like the end of summer in the baseball season and the never-ending 10-month hockey season that goes on forever and ever and ever. And some guys are saying, yeah, isn't it great? Well, okay. But there are, of course, more serious endings that we all have to face. The aging of loved ones, our own aging, the growing up of our children and their moving away. These things are all reminders that time passes, that this world will not last forever, that the end of the world is coming. The end of the world and the last days, where Paul's letter from 1 Thessalonians 5, are all about today. Listen again to this phrase. Paul writes, "The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." When does a thief in the night come? When you don't expect him. Translation, just like you cannot set your alarm clock ahead of time to warn you when a thief invades your house, in the same way, the end of the world and judgment day will come on a day you cannot predict. Are you ready? What St. Paul spoke of in this text was predicted by many Old Testament prophets. Today, just two. Joel 3 says, "For the day of the Lord is near. The sun and the moon will grow dark. The stars will lose their brightness. The heavens and the earth will tremble." Jeremiah chapter 9, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will come and punish those who are disobedient." Are you ready? There are many more passages, but you get the picture. For some people, the day of the Lord, the end of the world, will be bad news indeed. Yet judgment day is not just bad news. Judgment Day is not just an ending, it's a beginning. According to the vision of Daniel chapter 7 on this day, listen carefully, "The Son of Man is coming. To him is given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, and his kingdom is one that will last forever and not be destroyed." This prophetic vision is a foreshadowing of the coming of our Lord Jesus at the end of this world to begin his eternal heavenly kingdom. My friends, are you ready? When our Lord Jesus walked this earth, he taught his disciples on a number of occasions about the last days, the end of the world. And he told them that when the end is near, listen carefully, he says, there will be wars, natural disasters, false teachers, the persecution of Christians. Goodness, that sounds a lot like right now, doesn't it? Now, Jesus' exact words in Luke 21 are these. Listen to what Jesus says. You hear of wars and disturbances. Do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not come at once. There'll be earthquakes, famines and pestilences, tares and great signs in the heavens, and see that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name. Here he's talking about false cults, and they will say, I am he, I am he, the time is at hand, and others will lay hands on you, and they will persecute you because of my name. These things are happening now. Jesus also says about himself in Luke 21, the heavens will be shaken, then they will see me, the Son of Man, coming on a cloud with power and great glory. And when that happens, he says to us, raise up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. My friends, in the Scriptures, the last days, the end of the world, are always connected to three things: Jesus' crucifixion, Jesus' resurrection, and his second coming. Jesus' crucifixion marks the beginning, hear me carefully, the beginning of the end times, the beginning of the final defeat of sin, death, and the devil. Jesus' resurrection delivers the promise of our resurrection on the last day. And finally, Jesus' second coming is the trumpet sound. The trumpet sound. That the end of this world has finally come once and for all. Are you ready? Christians anticipate and look forward to this final day. Why do we join with the last prayer in the Bible in the last book of Revelation where it says, oh, come, Lord Jesus, come? Almost every time my wife and I visit our dear shut-ins, some of them now in their late 90s, they say to me, Pastor, I pray almost every night, please come, Lord Jesus, come and take me home. I say to them, you know, I pray almost every night, come, Lord Jesus, come and bring an end to this sinful world and take your church with you forever. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. We can anticipate and look forward to this final day. Why? Because the Bible teaches us that that holy and awesome day will not just be a day of destruction. It'll also be a day of deliverance. Yes, the holy and almighty God will bring his rightful judgment upon mankind who have turned their backs on him. But that day also will be a terrible day for those people, but it will not only be a day of judgment. For those who in humble faith have turned to Christ that King, that day will be a day of deliverance. Maranatha, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, come. Are you ready? St. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, listen carefully to these words. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are alive or dead when he comes again, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just as you are doing. In chapter 4, Thessalonians, Paul says these words, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive at his coming will be caught up together in the air with them, and we will always be together with the Lord. Comfort each other with these words. Paul says, did you hear it? That we cannot be afraid, but comfort one another. When Jesus comes at the end of the world, they will be days of eternal deliverance. No more sin. No more death. No more devil. No more heartache. No more divorce. No more cancer. No more disasters. No more terrorists. No more, no more, no more. He will make all things new. My friends, that's what the cross of Jesus is all about. Our eternal deliverance from sin and death and the devil, what we call the unholy Trinity, not Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, but the unholy Trinity, sin, death, and the devil. There's our deliverance. On that cross, Jesus suffered God's wrath and judgment for our sin. On that cross, he endured the forsakenness of God, which is hell, in our place. He paid the price that we owed. And why did he do this? Because of his amazing grace, not because we deserved it. That's what St. Paul means in Ephesians 2, 8, 9, where he says, by grace you have been saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not because of our works, so no one can boast. On Judgment Day, on the end of the world, you will get eternal salvation because of God's amazing grace. One of my favorite Canadian musical groups, and I'm sorry that they no longer are together. A few of them have gone to solo careers. But one of my favorite Canadian musical groups that I actually discovered on Beverly and my honeymoon to Newfoundland was a group of boys who met together in Memorial University in St. John's, and they called themselves the Great Big Sea. The Great Big Sea musical group is a group that's made of seafaring and Celtic songs all mixed together, toe-tapping, energetic music. And one of their songs I really like is entitled this. It's the end of the world as I know it, and I feel fine. Well, my dearly beloved, this can be the theme song for any of us who have, by God's grace, put our trust in Jesus the Lord. Because we know when he comes, he will come, he will bring with him the end of the world as we know it. And we will much more than just feel fine. We can celebrate that because of Christ, our judgment day is canceled. And in its place comes our day of deliverance. Yes, this is the last Sunday of the church year. Next Sunday comes Advent. And I'll bet you if I were a betting man, in the next few weeks, you're going to see an annual program on television. It's a movie that's shown every Christmas time. It's called A Christmas Story. Now, basically, this is a story about the challenges and troubles of a little boy named Ralphie. And the problem in his life is Ralphie's dad is always angry and upset about something. Well, one day, the school bully teases and torments Ralphie. He's been doing it every day, but on this day, Ralphie finally hits the explosion point. He can't take it any longer. Ralphie encounters the bully as he walks home from school, and tired of being teased, he kicks and he punches and he mercifully, without any mercy, beats up the bully, all the while shouting some terrible, awful words. Unknown to Ralphie, his mother sees and hears everything that's happened. And she marches him home with a well-known threat we'll talk about next Sunday. She says to Ralphie, just wait till your father comes home. Ralphie waits in the dark upstairs bedroom all by himself with tears running down his eyes. Ralphie fears the worst. He knows his dad's anger. And Ralphie's mother finds his baby brother, Randy, hiding under the kitchen sink. And Randy says, Daddy's going to kill Ralphie. Daddy's going to kill Ralphie. Ralphie then, from upstairs, hears his father pull his car into the driveway. Ralphie knows that his judgment day is coming soon. He says to himself, soon my dad will know all the bad things I've said, the fight that I was in, and I'm really going to get it now. And wiping tears from his eyes, he slowly walks down the stairs to meet his doom. After some small talk at the dinner table, the father says to Randy, to Ralphie and Mama, well, what happened today? Ralphie realizes what Mama's about to report. He looks at her with a pained expression that only a 10-year-old can have. And surprisingly, his mother says to Father, nothing much. Ralphie had a fight. Father puts down the newspaper and looks at Ralphie with a menacing grin. A fight? What kind of fight? And Mother replies very casually, oh, you know how boys are. I gave him a talking. Hey, what do you want for supper tonight? It suddenly dawns on Ralphie that he has just been spared judgment day. The doom he was certain that he was going to get never came because of the mercy of his mother. Ralphie smiles broadly at his mother, and he says to himself, "I slowly realized that I was not about to be destroyed. From then on, things were different between me and my mother." My friends, because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection for us, and his defeat of sin, death, and the devil for us, judgment day has been canceled. The end of the world for Christian believers is just the beginning of life in heaven with God forever. So with the words of the song we've just mentioned from the group from Newfoundland, Canada, we can declare, "It's the end of the world as I know it, and I feel fine." In the name of Jesus, amen.